7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
It is certainly not 8.02 p.m. The actual time is 19.30 UTC. And that does, of course, mean it's time to begin the Dubious Goals. Come on, mamamitty. Yeah. Yes, hello. Once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm about to drink the first tea of the day. I'm pretty excited about it. Oh, yeah. Oh, I can smell it, and it smells so good. Okay, here we go. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Good. Once again, I'm drinking that Yinding. No, I take that back. I'm drinking the High Mountain Oolong from yesterday still. Oh, it's good. And I don't remember what infusion I'm on. I've got a very full tea filter left over from yesterday. So I'm on about the fourth infusion, would be my guess. Maybe fifth. And it's good. I figured it out. I got the infusion time just right. Oh, it's amazingly good. Ooh, yeah. Rock and roll. Man, okay. I am fired up. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to begin my day. I am ready to begin this show. So let's get it started. All right. What happened to me in the last 24 hours, or at least 23 and a half hours, since you've heard from me last? Well, not a damn thing. Nothing ever happens to me. Oh, wait. Tons of exciting and amazing things always are happening to me, are they not? That's true. Okay, so, yesterday, after I ate lunch, right after Dubious Goals Committee ended, I realized, I have run out of graham crackers. I have no more graham crackers. And this is because the last time I was at the store 2 or 3 days ago or whatever, they didn't have graham crackers and they didn't have any lettuce. Why? What the hell? So anyway, I figured, I'll just have to go back in a couple of days. So, a couple of days later, meaning last night, I decided to go to the store. And I went to the store at about 7 p.m. I always wait until later. Because I don't... Uh-oh, do you hear that? Cat wants attention. All right, let's go out and do cat stuff while I tell you what happened. So, I decided to go to the store, 7 p.m. Okay, Bingins, I hear you. Who's a good baby? Say something. Cats aren't saying anything. So I went to the store. I had looked out the window slightly before this, and I realized, it's raining. So I changed my clothes. I put on some weather-appropriate clothing and went outside and got in my car, pulled out of my garage, and realized, it's not raining. It's actually snowing. And we had these big snowflakes coming down, and I was like, yay, snow! Big snowflakes that were about, like 15 millimeters in diameter, just coming down really slow. I was like, yeah. But I couldn't help but notice that it wasn't sticking on the ground. Pippa, what do you want? Do you want water? I filled your water cup already. 15 minutes ago. Okay, we got to walk into the kitchen. I guess we'll try to do the water trick again. Come on, Bingins. Come on, Ding Stinkin' Dinkins. Let's go. Look at this. I'm pouring water. Oh, look at pouring the water. It's so good for a kitty. Drink it. Here it is. You want some water? I don't think you actually want water, do you? You can drink the water if you want. I'm not going to sit here. So I drive to the store in the snow, and I'm starting to get worried because even though the snow's not sticking on the ground or anything, I was thinking, are people going to panic and say, oh no, it's the first snowstorm, we have to go stock up on groceries? No, I got lucky. I got to the store and it was kind of slow. Yay! And the current temperature, as I look out this window, is 1 degree. It's just above freezing, and that's why, well, we do have snow on the ground. As I look out the window, there's some snow on the ground and the snow on the bushes and stuff. And I woke up to the joyous sounds of children playing in the snow, my next door neighbors. We'll get to that in a minute. So I drive to the store. I buy 2 boxes of graham crackers. And what else did I buy? I bought some waffles and I bought some hamburger. And I bought, let's open the refrigerator. I bought some shallots. I bought some lettuce. I bought some mushrooms. Pretty excited about eating today. I bought some cottage cheese. And I bought some potato chips. And blah, blah, blah. And when I was at the store, I saw Eyes Girl. Eyes Girl was there. Well, which is to be expected because she works there. She's employed at the grocery store. All right, let's walk down into this room so I can sit down here. Oh boy, Arsenal's getting a big win here. We got football on, but this game is just ending. Next game doesn't start for a while. All I can really say here is I hope Leeds loses. 4 minutes left in the Leeds game. Anyway, and I happened to see Eyes Girl as soon as I walked into the store, because she sort of works at the front end. I think her job is to be the helpful person who sort of hangs around the self-checkout areas and helps people when they have problems. And that's kind of close to the entrance. And of course, when I see her, she's already looking at me. And I'm like, oh, Eyes Girl, you're killing me. And she looks super cute in her uniform. She's got long, really dark hair, black or like really deep brown hair. I can't really tell. And she had this cute little white bow barrette in her hair, which was so odd. Okay, but then she has a black mask, a black, you know, we're all in COVID times mask. And then she's wearing her red uniform golf shirt. Everybody's got one of these golf style shirts that's red. And she's got her black pants on. And then she's got her black Chuck Taylors on. That's right. Eyes Girl wears black Converse Chuck Taylor shoes. Okay, this is weird. I cannot figure this chick out. What is this chick's story? Is she little punk girl? Which it kind of makes sense because if you were to see her eye makeup, it's very sort of punk. But her whole demeanor sort of doesn't lend itself to punk rock girl. Eyes Girl is very confusing, but she has the most amazing eyes I've ever seen, ever. They're big, and they're this weird ice blue color. Not ice blue. It's a little bit more blue than that, but not as blue as deep ocean pools. So maybe, you know, like shallow tidal pool blue? No, tidal pools aren't blue. Huh. Regardless, I saw Eyes Girl. I bought my shallots and my mushrooms and stuff. Ugh, ow. sort of sitting weird here. Oh, hi, Pippa. Pippa has returned. Hi, do you want to do some kitty stuff on the banky? Is that what a kitty wants? The cat's just sitting here, staring me at the in the face. She's like 15 centimeters away from my face going, oh, let's do kitty business. Okay, so I left the grocery store last night with all my food. Now get in the kitty pit. You're a good baby. Pippa gets in the kitty pit. And I drove home. And when I drove home, it wasn't snowing anymore. It was just sort of raining. And I was like, oh, weak snow. Weak. Weakness. Weakness of snow. This is not how you do snow. So I was sort of annoyed when I got home. And I put my groceries away. And then I sat down here and I started doing stuff. So that was pretty exciting.
Pretty exciting stuff, huh, Dingins? Dingins?
And that was pretty exciting until about, an hour and a half after that, maybe 2 hours, I heard an unusual sound outside. There was an unusual sound directly outside my house last night, and I said, what the hell is that weird sound? It sounded like somebody was, I don't know, dragging a large metal bank safe behind a pickup truck being towed by chains. I don't know. Then I realized, oh, yeah, no, I know what that sound is. I just haven't heard it in a while. It's snowplow. And I thought, snowplow? Why is there snowplow driving up and down the street? So I get up and I look out the window, and yeah, it snowed some more. The rain turned back into snow, and then it started building up. Tea drinking. I like to drink tea. It's delicious. So, somebody thought it was snowing enough to send out the snowplows. Or maybe the snowplow guys were just so damn excited to go out and plow some snow that... But no. No, it wasn't that snowy, but the snowplows came out anyway. I heard them go up and down my street at least 4 times. You know, twice in one direction, twice in the other direction. I was confused. This is just overreacting at this point. Oh my God. So, I sat back down and then I watched some more, you know, of Nicole dressing up her dolls in cute outfits. Because that's what I do in the middle of the night when there's no good underground movies on. Yeah, last night was the night for TCM Underground, but did they have anything good? No, they just played Christmas-related horror movies, which I think are about the stupidest thing ever. As if horror movies weren't stupid enough. Somehow, oh, it's evil Santa Claus and he's killing people. Oh, he's possessed by... It's just so stupid. So I was sitting here. And at about right at 11 o'clock, I realized... 1 hour before midnight, I realized I had run out of tea. So I walked up the stairs... And as I was walking up the stairs to the kitchen to make some more tea, I can see out my front window when I saw an unusual sight. A car was pulling into my neighbor's driveway, my neighbor Shannon. And you might not think that that's very weird, but that is very weird because my neighbor, he's younger than me. I'm probably old enough to be his dad. And he's got a young family. You know, a couple kids, I think they're like 7 and 10. And they are in bed. they are never out past, you know, like 7 or 8 on the very latest at any given time. But they're in bed by 10. There's nobody supposed to be pulling into their driveway at 11 p.m. at night. And I thought, that's weird. They're getting home late. And then I thought, wait, no, that's not their car. And I thought, what the hell's going on? So I looked out the window to figure out what was happening, and I couldn't figure out what was happening until, Shannon comes out of his house and grabs a little kid out of the car, and somebody else walked out. And I thought, it must be his sister-in-law and his cousins or something. But then 8 minutes later, when I was coming back with the tea, the car drove away. So I was kind of confused, and I thought, I hope something weird isn't going down. But maybe they were just late because of the snowstorm or something. I don't know. These are the cousins. And this is what I woke up to. Less than an hour ago. Just 51 minutes ago. I heard the joyous screams of little children playing in the snow. And I said, what the hell was that? You know, I'm like, it's the kids next door having fun in the snow. And so I look out. There's no damn snow. There's some snow on the ground, don't get me wrong. But they're just running up and down the sidewalk, throwing little wisps of snow at each other while the dad is trying to shovel the snow. But there's nothing to shovel. It's just sort of this light dusting of snow. And I don't know. I guess I was happy. I was happy it was snowing. I can't begrudge four small children under the age of 10 having fun in the first snow of the year. So I just said, okay, everything's fine. And then I said, I better do Dubious Goals Committee. And then now you're caught up. And that was 16 minutes ago. We're done. Oh, and speaking of done, this game is almost over. It is over. We have flipped over to the Leeds game. There's 3, 2, 1 seconds left. There's got to be one play left. The ball is out of bounds. What is happening here? Is this a Chelsea throw-in? And Leeds kicks it out. The flag goes up. There's supposed to be 5 minutes of extra time. It's at 6:20. Who is reffing this game? I like that guy. Still another Chelsea throw-in. Come on, Leeds. Hurry up and lose. Get the ball in play. Put the damn ball in play. There we go. And the ball is out again. This is going to drag on forever. Just end the damn game so Leeds will lose, please. And the ball goes out again. There's some pushing. There's some shoving. There's some foreheads put together. There's some fans screaming, just hurry up and lose, Leeds. Hurry up and lose, Leeds. Chelsea is stalling. They still haven't thrown it back in for the fourth time. The stalling doesn't work. You got to get it in play for the referee to count it against clock. Okay, the ball goes. Okay, they finally call it. Leeds loses, and it looks like there's going to be a fight because it's a Leeds game. So we got Chelsea guy jumping on Leeds guy. This guy's about to get punched. Referee's standing right there. Leeds. I'm already bored. And look what else is on TV right now. On a different channel, of course. Empire Records. An entertaining movie that I kind of like. Starring Liv Tyler, Ethan Embry, Rory Cochrane, who is a genius in everything he does, and Robin Tunney with no hair. Extremely attractive look on her, I always thought. But anyway, we're not here to talk about Empire Records, although I can tell you that this is an extremely realistic movie. I was forced to work in a record store for a while, and yeah, it was pretty much all exactly like that. Anyway, what are we doing? Wasting time? Yeah. Snappy dialogue.
You deserve that, you know it, right?
I know it.
Where's Rex?
Uh-oh, where's Rex Manning?
Where's Gina?
Uh-oh, where's Gina? Played by Renee Zellweger. Uh-oh, what's going on in that other room behind that closed door?
I'll look upstairs.
I'll check the bathroom.
I'll check the storage room.
I'll check the sofa.
Hey,
Hey, how's it going, man? Hey, Joe, I'm sorry I'm late. I brought some pizza just in case anyone got hungry. So what's up, man? Why are you guys looking so glum? Where's Sexorexa?
It's kind of funny that you put it that way.
What?
Joe, I'm not feeling so good. Can I count out now?
That's because she's dosed, and she's going to open the door to see her friend.
Why is the door locked?
With Sexy Rexy.
Where's Gina? Where's Rex?
Drama! And then Renee Zellweger comes out the door while Sexy Rexy puts his pants back on. Yeah. Because that was the 90s.
What, no applause?
The autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
One, two, tres, cuatro.
You got it, you got it. That was Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs with their classic 1965 hit, Woolly Bully, a song that appears on the soundtrack of one of our favorite movies ever.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
That's right, Full Metal Jacket. One of Stanley Kubrick's greatest efforts. And there's a lot of people in this world who will tell you that that's Stanley Kubrick's best film. But what about Clockwork Orange? What about Barry Lyndon? Yeah, nobody ever talks about Barry Lyndon. Well, except me on Dubious Goals Committee. You've heard all about it. You won't hear it about it today. Yeah, okay, so now what? Yeah, I've got nothing for you today, to be perfectly honest. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, why don't you just plug in some Symphomosizer do some synth noodling or get out your weird ding dong ding instruments and make, you know, some weird music for us. Well, I could do that. But the truth of the matter is, I've been a little bit uninspired lately. I haven't done anything music-wise in like 2 days. I'm not kidding. And that's pretty unusual. But, I don't know. Why is it all that unusual? Yeah, I guess it kind of is. But it might be because, well, I've really got no excuse. I was going to say, maybe it's because I'm feeling better. My leg, when I woke up this morning, I did wake up because my hip hurt. But once I got up and I was moving around, I started to realize, you know, not doing so bad today. I'm kind of moving around pretty good. And I'm beginning to wonder. You know, I started eating beef again. It's not that I was trying to stay away from beef or anything. It's just beef is expensive. And if I eat a little bit too much of it, it kind of gets to me. I don't know. It's kind of weird. But, you know, the other day I bought some hamburger and I bought that steak and I ate yummy steak. And ever since then, or maybe it's just my imagination. Ever since then, it seems like my leg is getting a hell of a lot better than it has been. And I was wondering, is it because I'm eating beef? Wait, what the hell is wrong with me? Is it because I have an iron deficiency or something? I don't know. I just don't know. Maybe I just need to eat more beef. Any sense? What's happening here? Why are we doing this? Yeah, I don't even know. I don't understand what's happening right now. Have I lost all of my Nyanpasu? It's not possible. It's just not possible. Now, what happens if we pitch the Nyanpasu up an entire octave? Yeah. Twice as fast, which means we can get two of the high ones at the same time as one low one. Gosh, Tobe, haven't you ever seen a sampler before? Well, yeah, actually, I have. Good bass. There's my favorite sound ever. Electro bass. Ambient. Oh, listen to that beautiful ambiance. Oh, good stuff. But I need to tell you something. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and it's time for me to eat some beef. I'm going to eat that hamburger. Yeah.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.